Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Direct from the StubHub studio, we're checking in on the Big Show star phone, one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. Please welcome Kevin James back to the show.
Yay! In morning after hey, the guys. Mets.
Oh, wait a minute. The Nationals just scored again, Kev.
I know. Was that incredible, though? It was fun to watch. I liked watching Plawecki pitch at the end. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did all right the first inning he was in, right?
Yeah, I mean, eventually he's going to get shelled, and he did. But it was fun to watch that. It was actually such a fun beating. I enjoyed it.
I would imagine if you talked to some of the Mets, they didn't enjoy it quite as much as you enjoyed it.
No, but it's one of those ones where it's only one loss, and, you know, it's going to happen. It's almost like I almost get mad when the Mets score so much in one game, and then they – as opposed to spreading it out. You know, they kind of like, they get it all out, and then it's like, I don't want it to dissipate. Like, I'm hoping now that, you know, the Nats got it out, and you know, they're done now. You know,
they got a stacked team, there's no doubt about it.
They do.
Important things at hand, aren't you doing like a season finale on Kevin Can Wait?
Yes, we have the part one of the season finale tonight. And it's really exciting for me because we got Leah Remini's coming back on the show or coming on the show actually, mm-hmm. First time on the show, and we're excited to reunite, and we had such a fun time doing it. So yeah, that's tonight.
Very cool.
Now, were you shocked at how great that show did in the ratings right out of the box? I mean, I know you're confident, and you obviously you've had success before, but this was just almost like a cakewalk for you.
It's just nice to be able to connect with people and have people, you know, kind of, it's when people see themselves in the characters and kind of relate to them, that's when I think, for me, it becomes successful, and people kind of, you know, can enjoy it, and it feels like it's in my wheelhouse. And that's what this show is. I mean, it's nothing too different than what we did before in The King of Queens, and other than that we have kids and stuff. And that's in a good way, in a classic sense. Like, I didn't think there were a lot of shows like this on that in that four-camera classic sitcom.
Right.
Show. So I was
excited. You know, Honeymooners kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
The same
exactly.
Spirit. Kind of funny, too, because I remember you telling us when they first came to you, you weren't that, yeah, I don't know, let me think about this. And one by one, well, we're going to have great writers, and can I do it here? I don't have to go out to California. Little by little, you kind of worked it out, right?
Well, that was it. It was like each obstacle, we'd cross it and be like, all right, well, we're not going to do it if we can't do it here on Long Island. They're like, all right, you can do it there. And I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to do it here if we don't get these writers. And that, you know, it was just exactly what you said. It was just one of those things where it just all came together.
Well, it was TV's number one new comedy, and you got season two all picked up, which is not a surprise. And you're also getting back on the stage, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a Netflix special.
Oh, fun.
That we're shooting at the Beacon Theater October, I think it's the 28th and the 29th. But man, I haven't done a special since 2001, and I've always done stand-up, but it's nice to really dedicate time to this and really... you know, hit it hard and work it out in the clubs and put a special out there for Netflix. And I was happy that they were chatting to do it with me.
We're talking to Kevin James. Now, when you did stand-up, did you do the Comedy Hut and all that around the country?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You have to do that stuff.
you do for years and years and years. I remember just going on the road. And by the way, when I first started doing it, it was so much fun, the road. You know, you get to stay in a condo, and you're out there with your buddies, and it gets old pretty quick.
Yeah, that's what I hear, that if you could, if you want to be like they do in Vegas, you know, in residency, that's fine.
Right, Right. That's a nice gig where you can kind of set up, but you don't have that luxury when you start now, so.
I'm calling you from Avon, Alabama. I'm at the Banana Hut here tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
With peels of laughter.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I got to ask you one more question. How was that deal with Billy Joel? How much fun was that?
Man, we had so much fun. You know, he's asked me to come on stage a few times, but this last one with Leah was one of the funnest times I've had. You know, we get to rehearse and play around with him and the band, and to do it at Nassau Coliseum, to open it back up and
right.
stuff was just, it was just incredible.
Perfect.
It's my hometown kind of, and just, it's just awesome. It was just amazing. The people were amazing. It's fun. You're up there with Billy Joel. Like every time, you know, every few seconds, you just stop and you look and go, what the heck am I doing here?
Wait a minute. That is Billy Joel. That's not.
I can't wait to see Leah tonight. This is going to be really fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun show, man.
Yeah.
And it just gets better. And the second one's even more. They're both great.
I bet there's lots of inside humor because you're playing a husband and wife, but you're not really a husband and wife.
Exactly. So we wanted to kind of show everybody what they were familiar with and kind of bring her back in a unique way that way. And
yeah.
She's like an old cop buddy that I worked with. So
very cool.
All right, Kevin Can Wait Tonight, part one of the two-part season finale, 8 p.m. on CBS2. He is Kevin James from Long Island, New York. Thanks, Kev.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good job, man. Breaking news from the Big Show News Center.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It has been announced that Kelly Ripa's new partner on the Live with Blank show is Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that, so that makes sense because it really, he didn't fill in all that much. He did a couple of times, but everybody thought it was going to be like a Jerry O'Connell.
I got
to do with his job out west.
I got a problem with that. How's
he
going to do that?
He's going to have to do it here, I guess.
Do his radio from here?
Yeah, why not?
Well, he's going to have to.
Or he's going to stop doing it there.
Oh, he's
maybe
under contract.
Maybe they'll just set up a Skype camera like I do for you.
Maybe his contract
he's
is
got
up.
A tighter contract than Joe Nolan.
Maybe it was up.
That went well.
I'm not telling you. I'm telling you. I don't know how he's going to do that. But because they just gave him a contract a couple of months ago
right.
to continue to do his radio show in Los Angeles. So,
what time is he on here? What the Kelly runs from 9 to 10, right?
It's a three-hour delay. Carrie
has
4.
There'll be 7, which is basically when he comes into work out there.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't do the 6 o'clock hour out there, so he can go right off of Kelly and right into radio.
And what happens if they bring back Idol? He's going to be so busy.
Yeah.
He is everywhere.
That never bothered him before being busy.
Yeah,
he loves
to work.
It.
Yeah.
8:23, Ryan Seacrest. How's it going to go? Kelly and Ryan, I guess. 8:23,
yes.
Patty, what's going on?
It's not Ryan and Kelly, that's for sure.
No, it won't be that. I cannot believe this. Police arrested Dora the Explorer Friday night.
No!
Why would you pick on Dora? She was hanging out in front of Madame Tussauds on West 42nd Street. Just taking pictures of people. Well, maybe she was harassing them just a little bit for more money.
Oh.
Did you cover that on your show this morning over there at CBS2?
We have in the past. It's like just, ay-yi-yi. So awkward.
The Dora the Explorer character, played by 49-year-old Eleuteria Perez, blocked a lady's path as she tried to make her way down the sidewalk. She insisted that she would take a picture with Dora. Police arrested Miss Perez, a Passaic, New Jersey resident. Charged her with aggressive solicitation and harassment. Both serious violations.
Aggressive solicitation. Huh?
Yeah, aggressive solicitation. And it's Melanoma Monday, isn't that right, John?
Oh, man, yeah. It's the kickoff of Skin Cancer Awareness Month, but melanoma is the deadliest form of cancer. Kills somebody every 54 minutes. So, supposed to get a partner, get naked, and check yourself for spots.
Did you see this? I saw a stat because they're having a walk for skin cancer. I don't know where I saw it, but it's some kind of a stat that I had no idea. Women between the ages of 24 and 30, something like that.
Right.
It's like number one or number two killer.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. you know, it's getting worse and worse, and people aren't taking it seriously enough. So you just have to check yourself. It's interesting talking about women, too. Women are 9 times more likely to detect skin cancer when they do a scan. So, you know, if you have a partner, use that eye, because women can pick up on stuff that men just obviously
a lot of problems. A lot of times, though, here's a guy that speaks from experience. I have had a lot of experience with this because I'm outdoors a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The things that you think it might be usually aren't.
Right, right.
And the things that you have no idea.
That don't look even suspicious to you.
Like a lot of times, I've had things on my back or someplace that's always covered and doesn't make any difference, because when you were a kid, it probably wasn't covered.
But
kind of wacky.
And it's mostly, isn't it mostly people with, I mean, it's not everybody, of course, but
you mean
people
Irish?
With blonde or red hair and pale skin tend to have more problems.
We're at the highest risk, but I was talking to a dermatologist last week, and African Americans can get skin cancer on the palms of their hands and the soles of their feet. Mm. So you're right, Scott, it doesn't necessarily hit you where the sun shines.
7:33. A special guest this morning, direct from the StubHub studio. It's our friend from Inside Edition. Please say good morning to Ms. Deborah Norville.
Deborah Norville, yay!
Hello, dear.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic, Deborah.
Excellent.
And congratulations on the ratings. Inside Edition through the roof again. Weekdays, 12 noon on Fox 5, and then on Channel 9, 11:30 at night?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yep.
Enough Deborah Norville for any lover of her.
The show that's so nice you can watch us twice.
Yeah.
Although today's show, man, that's a packed one, huh?
Yeah. We are talking with the woman who was with Mel B's estranged husband before she was. And some of what she says corroborates what Mel B is alleging in the divorce filings that she made about a month ago. So it's kind of scary stuff. This guy named Stephen Belafonte is the ex-husband. He denies all the allegations that have been made against him, but Mel B filed some pretty, you know, from America's Got Talent, filed some pretty terrifying allegations in her divorce papers, claiming that she'd been, you know, beaten many times, offering up supporting evidence in the form of photographs. One tweet where she said she had a pretty nasty bruise, and the tweet said, you know, didn't know how to operate my brand new heels or whatever, made a joke about falling down in her fancy shoes, but says that in fact that was not what had happened. She had been beaten by her husband, and that was how she was trying to cover it up. So we talked with Nicole Contreras, who had a child with Stephen Belafonte and was with him for 6 years, and there is a police report of a battering incident to which he pled no contest. So there's a there.
Well, we should mention that Mel B, who was in the Spice Girls before she became a talent judge, and there's a lot of salacious insinuations in this thing, too. Supposedly, was it the nanny or a babysitter, someone that worked for them? They sucked her into their twisted activities.
Well, she claims that, and the nanny's beautiful, and she was quite close to the nanny. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with the woman who's helping to care for your kids.
Sure.
And she says that Stephen had an affair with her, and she also alleges that the nanny got pregnant. Now, at Inside Edition, we've spoken to family members of the nanny's family who say, no, there was no pregnancy. No one has denied that there was an affair, however. So, again, these are all allegations. Mr. Belafonte says, nope, didn't happen. But Belafonte, it turns out, is not his actual last name, not the name he was born with.
Interesting. Wow, you're
so
fun in all kinds.
There is no relation to Harry Belafonte. And I asked Nicole about that when I did the interview. I said, did you ever ask him if he's related to Harry Belafonte? She said, no. He lets you think that he is. And if you assume that that's a relation of his, he doesn't correct the assumption.
Wow. It's so amazing how many women, I mean, you think here she is with all this fame and money, how could anybody get away with abusing her? But it happens all the time.
Well, I mean, there are people listening who are in abusive relationships or have been in abusive relationships, and it never starts with a fist. It starts with an ugly word.
Yeah.
They belittle you before they ever strike you.
And you always, you know, you always wonder why they hang around, and the answer is very complicated.
Very complex.
And
yeah, but it has to do with a sense of self-esteem, again, because the belittling begins before the battering ever does.
Yeah.
You don't have the emotional fiber that's necessary to pick up that phone and call a domestic abuse hotline or even share with a friend what's going on. And oftentimes, having done a lot of reporting over the years on domestic violence, the FBI says every 15 minutes a woman is beaten by the man she loves.
Wow.
That's the official statistic. It's probably worse, but at least it gets reported. Oftentimes the concern for the kids is what drives people to make that call.
Deborah Norville, don't miss her Inside Edition.
Amazing.
Weekdays at noon today, the whole story, and Fox 5, and then 11:30 on Channel 9. You're the greatest, Deborah. Thank you.
You're the best. Thanks, guys.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
7:37 here at CBS FM. That Mel B story is just crazy.
It's wild.
Wild.
Just every day it seems to grow hair.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about it, too, because this whole deal about the nanny, supposedly, and Mel B, I think, says that it did happen, that they would all be in bed together.
Jeez. Isn't that wild?
And he kind of forced that whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nasty once it gets to court.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Scott Shannon, CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.